Hello, and welcome to the Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Amy Hirsch, and it's my pleasure to read God's Word with you. Today is Thursday, July 18th, and we'll be reading from Acts chapter 25, and I'll be reading from the ESV today. Now, 3 days after Festus had arrived in the province, he went up to Jerusalem from Caesarea. And the chief priests and the principal men of the Jews laid out their case against Paul, and they urged him, asking as a favor against Paul that he summon him to Jerusalem, because they were planning an ambush to kill him on the way. Festus replied that Paul was being kept at Caesarea and that he himself intended to go there shortly. So, said he, let the men of authority among you go down with me, and if there's anything wrong about the man, let them bring charges against him. After he stayed among them not more than 8 or 10 days, he went down to Caesarea. And the next day he took his seat on the tribunal and ordered Paul to be brought. When he had arrived, the Jews who had come down from Jerusalem stood around him, bringing many and serious charges against him that they could not prove. Paul argued in his defense, "Neither against the law of the Jews, nor against the temple, nor against Caesar have I committed any offense." But Festus, wishing to do the Jews a favor, said to Paul, "Do you wish to go up to Jerusalem and there be tried on these charges before me?" But Paul said, "I am standing before Caesar's tribunal, where I ought to be tried. To the Jews I have done no wrong, as you yourself know very well. If, then, I am a wrongdoer and have committed anything for which I deserve to die, I do not seek to escape death. But if there is nothing to their charges against me, no one can give me up to them. I appeal to Caesar." Then Festus, when he had conferred with his council, answered, "To Caesar you have appealed, to Caesar you shall go." Now when some days had passed, Agrippa the king and Bernice arrived at Caesarea and greeted Festus. And as they stayed there many days, Festus laid Paul's case before the king, saying, "There is a man left prisoner by Felix, and when I was at Jerusalem, the chief priests and the elders of the Jews laid out their case against him, asking for a sentence of condemnation against him. I answered them that it was not the custom of the Romans to give up anyone before the accused met the accusers face to face and had the opportunity to make his defense concerning the charge laid against him. So when they came together here, I made no delay, but on the next day took my seat on the tribunal and ordered the man to be brought. When the accusers stood up, they brought no charge in his case of such evils as I supposed. Rather, they had certain points of dispute with him about their own religion and about a certain Jesus who was dead, but whom Paul asserted to be alive. Being at a loss how to investigate these questions, I asked whether he wanted to go to Jerusalem and be tried there regarding them. But when Paul appealed to be kept in custody for the decision of the emperor, I ordered him to be held until I could send him to Caesar. Then Agrippa said to Festus, "I would like to hear this man myself." "Tomorrow," said he, "you will hear him." So the next day, Agrippa and Bernice came with great pomp, and they entered the audience hall with the military tribunes and the prominent men of the city. Then at the command of Festus, Paul was brought in. And Festus said, "King Agrippa and all who are present with us, you see this man about whom the whole Jewish people petitioned me, both in Jerusalem and here, shouting that he ought not to live any longer. But I found that he had done nothing deserving death. And as he himself appealed to the emperor, I decided to go and send him. But I have nothing definite to write to my lord about him. Therefore, I have brought him before you all, and especially before you, King Agrippa, so that after we have examined him, I may have something to write. For it seems to me unreasonable in sending a prisoner not to indicate the charges against him." Well, thank you today for listening along as we read God's Word together. I was so struck by Acts chapter 25, and we're picking up in this story of Paul. So we're in the middle of the narrative, but Paul here is appealing to Caesar because, as we read, the charges that the Jews have brought against him are bogus. They have no reason, no real claim to have him arrested or to have him executed. But Paul is in this position and he appeals to Caesar, and he can do that because he is a Roman citizen. So Paul grew up a Jew, but also was a Roman citizen, and so had the rights to be able to appeal to Caesar. And I think it's so interesting in this passage. You see, even the Roman authorities, even Festus explaining to Bernice and to the others, we're not sure that he's in here for any laws that he's broken in our mind. He hasn't done anything to offend Rome at this point. And this seems like it's a religious issue. It seems like it's a disagreement among the Jews and among Paul about what he's preaching. And then central in there, they say he's preaching about this man named Jesus who they say was dead and now he's alive. And just thinking about how that really is the cornerstone of the gospel and what we believe, that we believe that Jesus, our Messiah, came, lived a perfect life, died on the cross for our sins, and was raised to life. And this truth was so offensive for the religious leaders who were around Paul because of this belief that Jesus was truly the Messiah, the Son of God. The same thing that offended them about Jesus offended them about Paul's message about Jesus. So nothing here has changed. But I see the hand of the Lord in all of this, because at the beginning of Acts, in Acts chapter 1, verse 8, we're told that the apostles are going to go on this mission and the Holy Spirit is going to send them to Jerusalem, to Judea, to Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. And Paul, because of this trial, is going to go to literally the ends of the earth. So Paul is going to have an audience before the most powerful men in the world and have the opportunity to proclaim the gospel because of the opposition and the oppression of the Jews. And so even in suffering, we see how the Lord brings opportunities to proclaim the hope of the resurrection. So hope that you're encouraged with that reminder today. Let's pray together. Lord, we are grateful for your word. And even now I'm reminded of the great cost that it was to men and women like Paul and the other leaders of the early church who faced such opposition and such difficult circumstances, but who did so with the joy of the Lord before them, that others might know the hope of the gospel. And so, Lord, we pray today that even in those difficult places in our own lives, even though we may not be facing the kind of suffering or persecution that Paul was facing, would you help us to declare with boldness the truth of the gospel and to be reminded how the resurrection really does change everything? We pray all this in your name. Amen.